3:4:1:8, verse 18. And Isaac returned, and digged again the wells of waters which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father. And the Philistines stopped them up after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names which his father called them. And Isaac returned and digged again the wells of waters which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father, signifies that the Lord opened those truths which were with the ancients. And the Philistines stopped them up after the death of Abraham, signifies that they who were in the mere science of cognitions denied those truths. And he called their names, signifies their quality, after the names which his father called them, signifies significatives of truth. 3:4:1:9. And Isaac returned and digged again the wells of waters which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father. That this signifies that the Lord opened those truths which were with the ancients is evident from the representation of Isaac as being the Lord as to the divine rational concerning which above, from the signification of returning and digging again as being to open again, from the signification of wells of waters as being the truths of cognitions, that wells are truths may be seen above, number 2702-3096, and that waters are cognitions, number 2827-02-3058. And from the signification of the days of Abraham his father, as being a previous time and state as to truths, which truths are signified by the wells which they digged at that time, thus the truths which were with the ancients. That days signify time and states may be seen above, number 23, 487, 488, 493, 893. When days signify states, then by Abraham the Father is represented the Lord's divine itself before he had joined it to the human, number 2833, 2836, 3251. When they signify time, then by Abraham the Father are signified the goods and truths which were from the Lord's divine before he had joined it to the human, thus the goods and truths which were with the ancients. The truths which were with the ancients are at this day wholly obliterated, insomuch that scarcely anyone knows that they ever existed, and that they could be any other than what are taught at this day, when yet they were totally different. The ancients had representatives and significatives of the celestial and spiritual things of the Lord's kingdom, thus of the Lord himself. And they who understood such representatives and significatives were called the wise. And they were wise, for thereby they were able to speak with spirits and angels. For when angelic speech, which is incomprehensible to man because spiritual and celestial, descends to man who is in a natural sphere, it falls into representatives and significatives such as are in the Word. And hence it is that the Word is a holy writing, for in order to be a full correspondence, that which is divine cannot be presented in any other way before the natural man. And as the ancients were in representatives and significatives of the Lord's kingdom, in which there is nothing but celestial and spiritual love, they had also doctrinal things that treated solely of love to God and of charity toward the neighbor, and by virtue of these doctrinal things they were called the wise. From these doctrinal things they knew that the Lord would come into the world, and that Yahuwah would be in him, and that he would make the human in himself divine, and would thus save the human race. From these doctrinal things they also knew what charity is, namely the affection of being of service to others without any end of recompense, and also what is the neighbor toward whom there should be charity, namely all in the universe, but still each with discrimination. At this day these doctrinal things are utterly lost, and in place of them there are doctrinal things of faith, which the ancients accounted as relatively nothing. At the present day the doctrinal things of love to the Lord and of charity toward the neighbor are rejected, in part by those who in the Word are called Babylonians and Chaldeans, and in part by those who are called Philistines and also Egyptians, and thus are so completely lost that there remains scarcely any trace of them. For who at the present day knows what that charity is which is devoid of all regard for self, and which is averse to everything that is for the sake of self? And who knows that the neighbor is everyone, with discrimination according to the kind and amount of good in him, thus that he is good itself, consequently in the supreme sense, the Lord himself, because he is in good, and good is from him. And the good which is not from him is not good, however much it may appear to be so. And because it is not known what charity is, and what the neighbor, it is not known who they are that in the word are signified by the poor, the miserable, the needy, the sick, the hungry and thirsty, the oppressed, widows, orphans, captives, the naked, sojourners, the blind, the deaf, the halt, maimed, and others. When yet the doctrinal things of the ancients taught who these were, and to what class of the neighbor, and thus of charity, each belonged. The whole of the word in the sense of the letter is written in accordance with these doctrinal things, so that he who has no knowledge of them cannot possibly know any interior sense of the word. As in Isaiah, is it not to break bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the afflicted that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Then shall thy light break forth as the dawn, and thy healing shall spring forth speedily, and thy justice shall go before thee, the glory of Yahuwah shall gather thee. 58 verses 7 and 8. He who lays stress on the sense of the letter believes that if he merely gives bread to the hungry, takes into his house the poor outcasts or wanderers, and covers the naked, he will on this account come into the glory of Yahuwah, or into heaven. When yet these are mere outward acts, and even the wicked may do them for the sake of self-merit. But by the hungry, the afflicted, the naked, are signified those who are spiritually such. Thus different states of misery in which the man may be who is the neighbor, and toward whom charity is to be exercised. In David, he that executeth judgment for the oppressed, that giveth bread to the hungry, Yahuwah looseth the prisoners, Yahuwah openeth the eyes of the blind, Yahuwah raiseth up them that are bowed down, Yahuwah loveth the just. Yahuwah guardeth the sojourners, he upholdeth the fatherless and widow. Psalm 146, verses 7 to 9. Whereby the oppressed, the hungry, the prisoners, the blind, the bowed down, the sojourners, the fatherless and widow, are not meant those who are commonly so called, but those who are such in respect to spiritual things, that is, in respect to their souls. Who these were, and in what state and degree they were neighbors, thus what charity was to be exercised toward them, was taught by the doctrinal things of the ancients. It is the same everywhere else in the Old Testament, for when the divine descends into what is natural with man, it descends into such things as are works of charity, with discrimination according to genera and species. The Lord also spoke in like manner, because he spoke from the divine itself, as in Matthew. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. For I was a hungered, and ye gave me to eat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me to drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. 25 verses 34 to 36. By the works here recounted are signified the universal genera of charity, and in what degree are the goods or the good men who are the neighbors toward whom charity is to be exercised, and that in the supreme sense the Lord is the neighbor, for he says, Inasmuch as ye did it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye did it unto me. Verse 40. From these few examples it may be seen what is meant by the truths with the ancients, but that these truths are altogether obliterated by those who are in the doctrinal things of faith and not in the life of charity, that is, by those who in the word are called Philistines. is signified by the Philistines stopping up the wells after the death of Abraham, which is the subject next treated of. 3420. And the Philistines stopped them up after the death of Abraham. That this signifies that they who were in the mere science, scientia, of cognitions denied those truths is evident from the signification of stopping up as being not to be willing to know, and what is the same, to deny and thus to obliterate them, concerning which above, number 3412. And from the representation of the Philistines as being those who are in the mere science of cognitions, concerning which above, number 1197, 1198, 3412, 3413. Those are in the science of cognitions who are in the doctrinal things of faith and are not willing to know the truths of cognitions or of doctrinal things. The truths of cognitions or of doctrinal things are those which are of life and which have regard to charity toward the neighbor and love to the Lord. The doctrine to which these doctrinal things and cognitions pertain merely teaches them, and therefore the man who teaches what ought to be done and does not do it is not willing to know truths because they are contrary to his life, and that which is contrary to his life he also denies. It is from these causes that the doctrinal things of love and charity, which in the ancient church were the whole of doctrine, are obliterated. 3421. And he called their names. That this signifies their quality is evident from the signification of calling names as being the quality. See number 144, 145, 1754, 1896, 2009, 2724, 3006, 3237. And as to call names or a name signifies the quality, therefore to call without a name being mentioned, in the internal sense of the word, signifies to be of such a quality. As in Isaiah, hear ye this, O house of Jacob, who are called by the name of Israel, and are come forth out of the waters of Judah, for they call themselves of the city of holiness, and stay themselves upon the God of Israel. 48 verses 1 and 2, where calling themselves of the city of holiness signifies being of such a quality. And in Luke, behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High. 1 verses 31 and 32. To be called the Son of the Most High denotes being. 3422. After the names which his father called them. That this signifies significatives of truth is evident from the fact that the names which in ancient times were given to persons, places, and things were all significative. Number 340, 1946, 2643. Thus the names given to fountains and wells were significative of the things that were formerly understood by fountains and wells, and which had relation to truth, as was shown above, number 2702, 3096. And because names were significative by name also, and by calling by name, is signified in general the quality of either a thing or a state, as just stated number 3421. And this being so, by the names in the word, in its internal sense, is not signified any person or any nation or any kingdom or any city, but always some actual thing. That by wells in this passage there is signified something celestial must be obvious to everyone, for unless this were so, to mention so many particulars concerning wells would not be worthy of the divine word, because it would be of no use to know them. As, for instance, that the Philistines stopped up the wells which the servants of Abraham digged, that Isaac digged them again, and that he called their names after their former names. And afterwards that the servants of Isaac digged a well in the valley about which the shepherds strove, and that they digged again another well about which they also strove, and afterwards another about which they did not strive, and again another. And lastly that they told Isaac about a new well. verses 15, 18 to 22, 25, 32, and 33. But the celestial signification of these wells is now manifest from the internal sense. 3:4-3, verses 19 to 21. And the servants of Isaac digged in the valley, and found there a well of living waters. And the shepherds of Gerar strove with Isaac's shepherds, saying, The waters are ours. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they contended with him. And they digged another well, and they strove over that also, and he called the name of it Sitnah. And the servants of Isaac digged in the valley, and found there a well of living waters. Signifies the word as to the literal sense, in which is the internal sense. And the shepherds of Gerar strove with Isaac's shepherds. Signifies that they who taught did not see any such thing therein, because the senses appear opposed. Saying, The waters are ours, signifies that they are in the truth. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they contended with him, signifies denial on these accounts as well as on others, in being against the teachers, and on account of other things besides. And they digged another well, and they strove over that also, signifies the internal sense of the word as to whether it has any existence. And he called the name of it Sitnah, signifies their quality. 3:4-4. And the servants of Isaac digged in the valley, and found there a well of living waters. That this signifies the word as to the literal sense, in which is the internal sense, is evident from the signification of digging in the valley, as being to make search lower down in respect to where truths are. For to dig is to search, and a valley denotes what is below. Number 1723, 3417. And from the signification of a well of living waters, as being the word in which are truths divine, thus the word as to the literal sense, in which is the internal sense. That the word is called a fountain, and indeed a fountain of living waters, is well known. But the reason why the word is also called a well is that the sense of the letter is relatively such, and also because relatively to those who are spiritual, the word is not a fountain, but a well. Number 2702, 3096. As a valley denotes that which is below, or what is the same, that which is exterior, and the fountain was found in a valley, and the literal sense is the lower or exterior sense of the word. Therefore it is the literal sense which is meant. But because the internal sense, that is, the celestial and divine sense, is within this, therefore the waters thereof are called living. As were also the waters that went forth under the threshold of the new house in Ezekiel. And it shall come to pass that every living creature that creepeth, to which the river there comes, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters are come thither and are healed. And everything liveth whithersoever the river cometh. 47 verse 9. Where the river is the word. The waters which cause everything to live are the divine truths contained in it. The fish are scientifics, number 40, 991. That the word of the Lord is such that it gives life to him that thirsteth, that is, to him that desireth life, and that it is a fountain whose waters are living, the Lord also teaches in John when speaking to the woman of Samaria at Jacob's well. If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall become in him a fountain of water springing up unto eternal life. 4, verses 10 and 14. That the word is living and therefore gives life is because in its supreme sense the Lord is treated of, and in the inmost sense his kingdom, in which the Lord is all. And this being the case, there is in the word life itself, which flows into the minds of those who read the word with reverence. Hence it is that in respect to the word that is from himself, The Lord declares himself to be a fountain of water springing up unto eternal life. See also number 2702. That just as the Lord's word is called a fountain, so it is also called a well, is evident in Moses. Israel sang this song, Spring up, O well, answer ye unto it. The princes digged the well, the chiefs of the people digged it for the lawgiver with their staves. Numbers 21, verses 17 and 18. These words were spoken at the place Beer, that is, at the place of the well. That by well here is signified the word of the ancient church spoken of above, number 2897, is evident from what is there said. Princes are primary truths that are the source. That princes signify primary truths may be seen above, number 1482, 2089. The chiefs of the people are lower truths, such as are those contained in the literal sense, number 1259, 1260, 2928, 3295. That the lawgiver is the Lord is evident. Staves denote the powers which they possessed. 3425. And the shepherds of Gerar strove with Isaac's shepherds. That this signifies that they who taught did not see any such thing therein, because the senses appeared opposed, is evident from the signification of disputing when the internal sense of the word is concerned, as being to deny it to be such by saying that they do not see it, and from the signification of shepherds as being those who teach, number 343, and from the signification of Gerar as being faith, number 1209, 2504, 3365, 3384. Thus the shepherds of the valley of Gerar denote those who acknowledge only the literal sense of the word. The reason why they see no such thing, that is, no interior sense, is that the two appear opposite, namely, what is in the internal sense and what is in the literal sense. But their appearing to be opposite does not prove that they are so, for they wholly correspond. And the reason they appear opposite is that they who see the word so are in what is opposite, just as in the case of a man who is in opposition within himself, that is, whose external or natural man is in entire disagreement with his internal or spiritual man. Such a man sees that which is of the internal or spiritual man as opposed to himself, when yet in respect to the external or natural man he himself is in that which is opposed. And if he were not in this, so that his external or natural man yielded obedience to the internal or spiritual man, the two would wholly correspond. For example, the man who is in what is opposed believes that in order to his reception of eternal life, riches are to be renounced, as well as all the pleasures of the body and of the world, thus the delights of life. Such things being supposed to be opposed to spiritual life, whereas in themselves they are not so, but correspond, because they are a means to an end, namely, that the internal or spiritual man may enjoy them so as to be able to perform the goods of charity, and also may live content in a healthful body. The ends alone are what cause the internal man and the external either to be opposed or to correspond. They are opposed when the riches, pleasures, and delights here spoken of become the ends. For in this case the spiritual and celestial things which are of the internal man are despised and derided, nay, are rejected. But they correspond when such things are not made ends, but means to higher ends, namely to those things which belong to the life after death, thus to the celestial kingdom and the Lord himself. In this case, bodily and worldly things appear to the man as scarcely anything in comparison, and when he thinks about them, he values them only as means to ends. From this it is evident that the things which appear opposed are not opposed in themselves, but they appear so because men are in what is opposed. They who are not in what is opposed act, speak, and acquire riches, and also enjoy pleasures, similarly as do those who are in what is opposed, insomuch that in the outward appearance they can scarcely be distinguished from each other. The reason is that their ends alone are what distinguish them, or what is the same, their loves, for loves are ends. But although in the outward form, or as to the body, they appear alike, yet in the inward form, or as to the spirit, they are utterly unlike. The spirit of one who is in correspondence, that is, with whom the external man corresponds to the internal, is fair and beautiful, such as is celestial love in form. But the spirit of one who is in what is opposed, that is, with whom the external man is opposed to the internal, however great may be the outward resemblance to the other, is black and ugly, such as is the love of self and of the world, that is, such as is contempt of others and hatred in form. The case is the same with a host of things in the word, that is to say, the things in the literal sense appear opposed to those in the internal sense, when yet they are by no means opposed, but wholly correspond. For example, it is frequently said in the word that Yahuwah or the Lord is angry, is wroth, destroys, and casts into hell, when yet he is never angry, and still less does he cast anyone into hell. The former is of the sense of the latter, but the latter is of the internal sense, and these appear opposed, but this is because the man is in what is opposed. In the same way, the Lord appears as a sun to the angels who are in heaven, and thence as vernal warmth, and as light at day dawn. But to the infernals he appears as something quite opaque, and thence as wintry cold, and as midnight darkness. Consequently, to the angels he appears in love and charity, but to the infernals in hatred and enmity. Thus to the latter according to the sense of the letter, that he is angry, is wroth, destroys, and casts into hell. But to the former, according to the internal sense, that he is never angry and wroth, and still less destroys and casts into hell. So that when things are being treated of in the word that are contrary to the divine, it is inevitable that they should be presented in accordance with the appearance. Moreover, it is the divine which the wicked change into what is diabolical that works in this way. And therefore, in so far as they approach the divine, so far they cast themselves into infernal torments. The case is the same with the Lord's words in the prayer, "Lead us not into temptation." The sense according to the letter is that he leads into temptation, but the internal sense is that he leads no one into temptation, as is well known, see number 1875. The same is true of all other things that belong to the literal sense of the word. 3426, saying, "The waters are ours." That this signifies that they are in truth, or that they have truths, is evident from the signification of waters as being cognitions, and also truths. Number 28, 680, 739, 2702, 3058. 3427. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they contended with him. That this signifies denial on these accounts as well as on others, in being against the teachers, and on account of other things besides, is evident from the fact that the names which were given of old were significative of the actual thing or state, number 3422. Whence they were enabled to bear in mind many things concerning these, especially in regard to their quality. In the present case, as the shepherds of Gerar disputed with the shepherds of Isaac, a name was given to the well from this circumstance. That disputing or contending signifies also denying may be seen above, number 3425. Hence comes the name Esek, which in the original tongue means contention or dispute, and is derived from a kindred word which means oppression and injury. And because by well here is signified the word as to the literal sense in which is the internal sense, by esek or contention is signified a denial of the internal sense of the word. The causes of the denial are also contained in the same expression, and are manifestly those things treated of just above, number 3425. Namely, that the literal and spiritual senses appear opposed, and also other things besides. As regards the internal sense of the word, the case is this. They who are in the mere science, scientia, of cognitions, and are called Philistines, and they who are in the mere doctrinal things of faith, who are called shepherds of the valley of Gerar, and are in no charity toward the neighbor, cannot possibly do otherwise than deny that there is an internal sense of the word. The principal causes are that in their hearts they do not acknowledge the Lord, although they profess him with the mouth, and also that at heart they do not love the neighbor, although they profess love toward him. And he who does not at heart acknowledge the Lord, and at heart love the neighbor, cannot possibly do otherwise than deny the internal sense of the word. For the word in its internal sense treats of nothing else than love to the Lord and love toward the neighbor. And therefore the Lord says that on these two commandments hang the law and the prophets, that is, the whole word. Matthew 22, verses 37 to 40. How greatly these deny the internal sense of the word has also been given me to see from such persons in the other life. For when the existence of an internal sense of the word that does not appear in its literal sense and that treats of love to the Lord and the neighbor is merely mentioned in their presence, there is perceived not only denial by them, but also aversion and even loathing. This is the primary cause of this denial. Another cause is that they altogether invert the word by setting that above which is beneath, or what is the same, by setting that before which is behind. For they make faith to be the essential of the church, and the things which are of love to the Lord and love toward the neighbor to be the fruits of faith. When yet the truth is that if love to the Lord is compared to the tree of life in the paradise of Eden, charity and its works are the fruits therefrom, and faith and all things of faith are only the leaves. As therefore they so invert the word as to derive the fruits not from the tree but from the leaves, it is not surprising that they deny the internal sense of the word and acknowledge only its literal sense. For from the literal sense any dogma, even the most heretical, can be confirmed, as is well known. Moreover, they who are in the mere doctrinal things of faith and not in the good of life cannot but be in persuasive faith, that is, in preconceived principles, false as well as true. Consequently, they must be more stupid than others, for in so far as any one is in persuasive faith, so far he is stupid. But in so far as any one is in the good of life, that is, in love to the Lord and charity toward the neighbor, so far he is in intelligence, that is, in faith from the Lord. Hence also it is that the former must needs be in the negative as regards the internal sense of the word, but the latter must needs be in the affirmative. For with those who are merely in doctrinal things and not in the good of life, the interiors are closed, so that the light of truth from the Lord cannot flow in and give them to perceive that it is so. Whereas with those who are in love to the Lord, the interiors are open, so that the light of truth from the Lord can flow in, affect their minds, and give a perception that it is so. A further cause is that they have no other delight in reading the word than that they may thus acquire honors and riches, and thereby reputation, which delight is the delight of the love of self and of the world, and this to such a degree that if they do not obtain from it such advantages, they will entirely reject the word. They who are such in their heart not only deny the internal sense of the word when they hear of it, but also the literal sense itself, however much they may suppose that they believe it. For he who has as his end the delight of the love of self and of the world completely casts out of his heart everything pertaining to eternal life, and only from his natural and corporeal man makes a profession of such things, which he calls truths not for the sake of the Lord and his kingdom, but for the sake of himself and his own. These and many other things cause those called the shepherds of the valley of Gerar and Philistines to deny the internal sense of the word. 3:4-8. And they digged another well, and they strove over that also. that this signifies the internal sense of the word as to whether there is such a thing, is evident from the signification of another well and of striving, concerning which see above, thus from the series. For when those who deny anything, as for instance those who deny the internal sense of the word, again strive or contend, it must needs be as to whether it has any existence. It is known that most disputes at this day go no further, but so long as men remain in debate as to whether a thing is and whether it is so, they can never advance into anything of wisdom. For in the thing itself concerning which they debate, there are innumerable things which they can never see, so long as they do not acknowledge that thing, because in this case they are all the time ignorant of everything that belongs to it. The learning of the present day scarcely passes the point of debating whether a thing has any existence, and whether it is thus or thus, the result of which is that men are shut out from the understanding of truth. For example, he who merely disputes whether there is an internal sense of the word can never see the innumerable, nay, illimitable things which are in the internal sense. And again, he who disputes whether charity is anything in the church, and whether all things of this are not of faith, cannot possibly know the innumerable, nay, illimitable things which are in charity, but remains in complete ignorance of what charity is. The like is the case with the life after death, with the resurrection of the dead, with the last judgment, with heaven and with hell. They who merely debate whether these things exist stand meanwhile outside the doors of wisdom, and are like persons who merely knock and cannot even look into wisdom's magnificent palaces. And yet, strange to say, such men believe themselves to be wise in comparison with others, and that they are wise in proportion to their ability to debate whether a thing be so, and especially to prove that it is not so. When yet the simple who are in good, and whom they despise, can perceive in a moment, without any dispute, much more without learned controversy, that the thing is, and what is its quality. These have a common sense of the perception of truth, whereas the former have extinguished this sense by such methods, in desiring first of all to discuss whether the thing has any existence. The Lord speaks both of the former and of the latter, when he says that things are hidden from the wise and intelligent, and revealed unto babes. Matthew 11, verse 25, Luke 5, verse 21. 3429. And he called the name of it Satna. That this signifies their quality is evident from the signification of calling a name as denoting the quality. Number 144, 145, 1754, 1896, 2009, 2724, 3006, 3421. And from the signification of Sitna as being in the original tongue antagonism, which is a further degree of denial. 3430, verses 22 and 23. And he removed from thence and digged another well, and for this they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, For now Yehovah hath made us to be enlarged, and we shall be fruitful in the land. And he went up from thence to Beersheba. And he removed from thence signifies to things still lower, and digged another well, and for this they strove not, signifies the literal sense of the word. And he called the name of it Rehoboth, signifies the consequent quality as to truth. And he said, For now Yehovah hath made us to be enlarged, signifies the successive increase of truth therefrom. And we shall be fruitful in the land, signifies the successive increase of good therefrom. And he went up from thence to Beersheba, signifies that from this the doctrine of faith was divine. 3431. And he removed from thence, that this signifies to things still lower, is evident from the signification of removing as being to other things that follow in the series. Here, therefore, to lower or exterior truths, because hitherto higher or interior truths have been treated of in order. Lower or exterior truths are those which appear in the literal sense of the word, adapted to the apprehension of the natural man. These truths are now to be treated of. 3432. And digged another well, and for this they strove not. That this signifies the literal sense of the word is evident from the signification of a well as being the word. Number 2702, 3096, 3424. Here the word as to the literal sense, for it is said that he removed from thence and digged another well, and for this they strove not, by which is signified that sense of the word which is more exterior, and which they do not deny, and it is this which is called the literal sense. The literal sense of the word is threefold, namely historical, prophetical, and doctrinal, each of which is such that it may be apprehended even by those who are in externals. As regards the word, the case is this. In the most ancient time, when the celestial church existed, the word was not, because the men of that church had the word inscribed on their hearts. For the Lord taught them immediately through heaven what was good, and thence what was true, and gave them both to perceive from love and charity, and to know from revelation. To them the veriest word was the Lord. After this church, another succeeded that was not celestial but spiritual. And at first this church had no other word than that which had been gathered from the most ancient people, which word was representative of the Lord and significative of his kingdom. Thus the internal sense was to them the very word. That they had also a written word, both historic and prophetic, which is no longer extant, and that in this there was in like manner an internal sense which had relation to the Lord, may be seen above, number 2686. Hence it was the wisdom of that time, both to speak and to write by representatives and significatives, within the church concerning divine things, and out of the church concerning other things, as is evident from the writings of those ancient people which remain with us. But in process of time this wisdom perished to such a degree that at last they did not know that there was any internal sense, even in the books of the word. The Jewish and Israelitish nation was of the character here referred to, and accounted the prophetic word holy from the fact that it sounded ancient, and they heard the name Yehovah in the sense of the letter, and they did not believe that anything divine was deeply hidden within it, nor does the Christian world think any more reverently of the word. From this we can see how in succeeding time wisdom retired from inmost things to outermost, and that man had removed himself from heaven, and had at last descended even to the dust of the earth, wherein he now places wisdom. As it has fared thus with the word, so that its internal sense has been successively obliterated, and at this day to such a degree that it is not known that there is such a sense, when yet this sense is the veriest word in which the divine proximately dwells. Therefore its successive states are described in this chapter. 3433. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. That this signifies the consequent quality as to truth is evident from the signification of calling a name as denoting the quality. Number 144, 145, 1754, 1896, 2009, 2724, 3006, 3421. And from the signification of Rehoboth as being truths. For in the original tongue, Rehoboth means breadths, and that in the internal sense of the word, breadths denote truths, was shown above, number 1613. 3434. And he said, for now Yahuwah hath made us to be enlarged, that this signifies the successive increase of truth therefrom, is evident from the signification of breadth as being truth, concerning which see just above, number 3433. Hence to be enlarged is to receive successive increase of truth. 3435. And we shall be fruitful in the land, that this signifies the successive increase of good therefrom, is evident from the signification of being fruitful as being successive increase of good, that to be fruitful is predicated of good, and to be multiplied of truth may be seen above, number 43, 55, 913, 983, 2846, 2847. And from the signification of land as being the church, and whatever is of the church, number 662, 1066, 1067, 1262, 1733, 1850, 2928, 3355. 3436. And he went up from thence to Beersheba. That this signifies that from this the doctrine of faith was divine is evident from the signification of Beersheba as being the doctrine of faith which is divine, number 2723, 2858, 2859. The doctrine of faith, which is here signified by Beersheba, is the very literal sense of the word, for the word is doctrine itself. And although the word as to the literal sense is such that truths may be drawn from it, it is also such that things not true may be confirmed from it, as is well known from the existence of heresies. But he who reads the word in order to be wise, that is, to do what is good and understand what is true, is instructed according to his end and affection. For unknown to him, the Lord flows in and enlightens his mind, and where he is at a loss, gives understanding from other passages. Moreover, the man who is in simple good and in simplicity believes the word according to its literal sense, when instructed in the other life by angels, is gifted with the faculty of perceiving truths, and in the meantime the few truths he has are vivified by charity and innocence. And when these are in the truths, the falsities which also had infused themselves in the shade of his ignorance are not hurtful, for they are not adjoined to good, but are withheld therefrom, as it were, in the circumference, and thus can be easily cast out. Very different, however, is the case with those who are not in the good of life, for with them the falsities which by a wrong interpretation they have hatched from the word hold, as it were, the middle or center, and truths the surroundings or circumferences, and therefore falsities are adjoined to the evil of their life, and truths are dispersed. 3437. Verses 24 and 25. And Yahuwah appeared to him in that night, and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and I will bless thee, and will multiply thy seed, for the sake of Abraham my servant. And he builded an altar there, and called upon the name of Yahuwah, and pitched his tent there, and there the servants of Isaac digged out a well. And Yahuwah appeared to him in that night, and said, signifies the Lord's perception concerning that obscurity. I am the God of Abraham thy father, fear not, for I am with thee, signifies that the divine also was there. And I will bless thee and multiply thy seed, signifies that thence would be increase of good and truth. For the sake of Abraham my servant, signifies from the Lord's divine human. And he builded an altar there, signifies a significative and representative of the Lord. And called upon the name of Yahuwah, signifies worship thence. And pitched his tent there, signifies what is holy therein. And there the servants of Isaac digged out a well, signifies doctrine thence derived. 3438. And Yahuwah appeared to him in that night and said, that this signifies the Lord's perception concerning that obscurity is evident from the signification of Yahuwah appearing and saying, when predicated of the Lord, as being to perceive from the divine, that by Yahuwah appearing to him is signified from the divine, may be seen above, number 3367, and that saying denotes perceiving, number 2862, 3395. For Yahuwah was in him. Thus, so long as the human was not yet glorified, the appearing of Yahuwah was divine perception, or perception from the divine. And therefore, by Yahuwah appearing to him and saying, this is signified. And from the signification of night, as being a state of shade or obscurity, number 1712. By this obscurity is signified the literal sense of the word, for relatively to the internal sense, this is as shade to light. A few words shall be said in order that it may be further known how the case is with the literal sense of the word. Relatively to the literal sense, the internal sense is like the interior or celestial and spiritual things of a man, relatively to his exterior or natural and bodily things, his interiors being in the light of heaven, and his exteriors in the light of the world. What the difference is between the light of heaven and the light of the world, consequently, between what is of the light of heaven and what is of the light of the world, may be seen above. Number 1521 to 1533, 1619 to 1632, 1783, 1880, 2776, 3138, 3167, 3190, 3195, 3222, 3223, 3225, 3337, 3339, 3341, 3413. Namely, that it is like the difference between the light of day and the shade of night. Man, being in this shade, and not being willing to know that in truth from the Lord there is light, cannot believe otherwise than that his shade is light, and also, on the other hand, that the light is shade. For he is like a bird of night, which as it flies in the shade of night, thinks that it is in the light, but when in the light of day, that it is in the shade. For with such a person, the internal eye, that is, the understanding, by which man sees interiorly, has been formed no differently than this, because he has not formed it differently. For he opens it when he looks downward, that is, to worldly and bodily things, and shuts it when he should look upward, that is, to spiritual and celestial things. With such persons, the case is the same in respect to the word. That which appears in its literal sense, they believe to be of light, but that which appears in the internal sense they believe to be of shade, for the word appears to everyone in accordance with his quality. The fact being that relatively to its literal sense, the internal sense of the word is as the light of heaven to the light of the world, number 3086, 3108, that is, as the light of day to the light of night. In the internal sense there are singulars, myriads of which together make one particular that is presented in the literal sense. Or what is the same, in the internal sense there are particulars, myriads of which together make in the literal sense one general. And it is this general that is seen by man, but not the particulars which are in it, and which constitute it. Nevertheless, the order of the particulars in the general is apparent to man, but in accordance with his quality. And this order is the holiness that affects him. 3439. I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee. That this signifies that the divine also was therein, namely in the literal sense of the word, is evident from the representation of Abraham as being the Lord's divine, number 2833, 2836, 3251, 3305. Hence Yahuwah, the God of Abraham, signifies the Lord's divine, which is represented by Abraham. And because the subject treated of is the Word, which also is the Lord, because all the Word is from him, and everything of the Word is concerning him, therefore by I am the God of Abraham thy father, fear not, for I am with thee, is signified that the divine also is therein. As regards the divine in the Word, the case is this. The divine itself is in the supreme sense of the word, because therein is the Lord. The divine is also in the internal sense, because therein is the Lord's kingdom in the heavens, and hence this sense is called celestial and spiritual. The divine is also in the literal sense of the word, because therein is the Lord's kingdom in the earths. Hence this sense is called the external and also the natural sense, for in it are gross appearances more remote from the divine. And yet the things therein are each and all divine. With these three senses, the case is as with the tabernacle. Its inmost, or what was within the veil, where was the ark containing the testimony, was most holy, or the holy of holies. Its internal, or what was immediately without the veil, where were the golden table and candlestick, was holy. And the external, where the court was also holy. In it the congregation assembled. And hence it was called the tent of the assembly. 3440. And I will bless thee, and will multiply thy seed. That this signifies that thence would be an increase of good and truth, is evident from the signification of blessing thee as being an increase of good, number 3406, and from the signification of multiplying thy seed as being an increase of truth, number 4355, 913, 983, 2846, 2847. That seed denotes truth, of which multiplying is predicated, may be seen above number 1025, 1447, 1610, 2848, 3038, 3373, 3380. That there is an increase of good and truth with man from the literal sense of the word also, is that in this sense also each and all things are divine, as just stated, number 3439. And also because in many passages of the literal sense, the internal sense is open. As for instance, in the prophets of the Old Testament, that the Lord would come who would be the salvation of the human race, that the whole law and prophets consist in loving God and the neighbor, and that to kill is to bear hatred, because the man who hates kills every moment, this being in his will and in the delight of his life. These are of the internal sense in the literal sense, besides many other such things.